Hi, I'm Greg Linnemanstuns, president of Whiter Group. On this episode of the Changeover Podcast, we're learning how AI agents are helping businesses of all types overcome labor challenges, improve efficiency and quality, and more. Joining me is Sam Mallikarjanan. Well, Sam, thanks for joining me. I'm excited to hear about what you've been doing most recently as part of Agent AI, that you've joined up with Dharmesh, your general manager there. Boy, what a place to be. It's like being at NASA. Take us back to when agents first started to appear, when they started to show up as parts of products that all of us are using all the time. When would you say agents first start showing up?
So to take an even slightly bigger step back, an AI agent versus just like the kind of AI and general machine learning that we're used to, the main differentiator is that it can take actions on your behalf. So it has agency in the literal sense, not the philosophical sense. Just like you'd have a buyer's agent if you were, you know, buying a house or if you were buying stock or something like that, it can take actions on your behalf. And historically, like, AI wasn't good at understanding why and like when it should do things, which is why you always had to have a human in the loop. So it would tell us, like, here's the analytics. Here's a bunch of data that we've crunched about your company and your customers or whatever. Now go do something. And over the past several years, what it's gotten really good at is knowing what it probably should be doing, because it's vacuumed up the entire internet. There are other ways to do it, but the way OpenAI did it was they vacuumed up the entire internet and every piece of content humanity has ever created. Yeah. So it can say, like, here's an email, and it can write the email. It can even send the email if you kind of trust it that much. So it's gone from, you know, us kind of letting AI just decide, you know, what ads to show people. It's very low, you know, downside. You're unlikely to tank your business because you showed the wrong ad one person. So now very impactful decisions that it's starting to make. It's communicating with your customers directly. It's communicating with your employees directly. So that's been kind of the history from just analytics and machine learning through to our kind of first explorations as marketers with AI agents, Facebook ads, now to, you know, who's real on the internet anymore, right? Like, I get so many messages on LinkedIn, I'm sure half of them aren't actually real people.
Yeah, yeah. I was following a discussion on somebody's LinkedIn post, and it was questioning, how are we going to protect ourselves from all of the ping-ponging that's going to be going on between agents, and recognizing, how do you ferret out the human there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that will be a really interesting thing is you are going to have your own agent. And that actually is the AI and agent.ai, right? Like, we have a marketplace and its job is to know you really well and your job and your title, your company, your competitors, your preferences. And then based on what you're trying to do, it will decide what agents you should use. It'll feed them the appropriate data. And so it is going to be agents talking to agents, and they have different incentives, right? So I might have an agent whose job is to sell you something. You might have an agent whose job is to make good purchase decisions, just like we would under a normal, you know, me talking to you kind of scenario. But your agent is going to get all the information from my agent and from everybody else's agent. It's going to synthesize that, help you make that decision better. So I don't think it's an issue if agents end up taking a lot of the emails and PowerPoint presentations and, you know, recorded sales demos and everything else like that, and taking a lot of that work off of our plate and just doing that with each other until they can figure out, you know, what decision should it recommend and what should it decide. So there's definitely going to be some ping-ponging, but I think that's a feature, not a bug, because that means that we don't have to.
And the assumption is that ping-ponging is adding value, and it's moving us or protecting us from the low value and saving our time for the highest human value.
Yeah, I spend a lot more of my time doing interesting things like podcast interviews and a lot less of my time in meetings and, you know, and status reports and that kind of stuff. Because I have agents that just like attend the meetings for me and summarize the things that I actually would have cared about. So I didn't need to sit in a 1 hour meeting to get the 7 minutes of content that I would have found interesting. And, you know, learning Spanish, getting better at chess and doing podcast interviews, like, do whatever you want with the more free time that you have.
So what advice are you giving to marketing and salespeople on building agents? Because it sounds like there's no impediment, there's no barriers, your own creativity.
Yeah, the biggest impediment is the blank page problem, right? The blank canvas. Everybody that I talk to, they're like, what can I do with AI agents? It's such a hard question to answer because the answer is a lot. You know, it can be straightforward, summarize my day, draft an email, analyze the data for me, et cetera. It can be quite soft skills oriented. So I have a friend of mine who has just some communication challenges and struggles, and he uses AI to rewrite his text messages to his family and friends to just try and communicate better. I think the biggest piece of advice I'll give is don't take the lazy way, which is, how do I spam more efficiently at scale? right? And that's what most of what we see today is, right? Like LinkedIn is just, it is nonsense. Email marketing is insane. SEO is insane. And it's because everybody's trying to, instead of taking this technology and say, how do I spend more time engaging in human interactions with my customers or giving my people more time to think deeply and creatively? They're instead just saying, like, how can we write 2,000 blog articles a month? And that's just a race to the bottom. So the number one piece of advice I'd give is figure out your own Blake Canvas thing. So there are sites like theresanaiforthat.com, agent.ai has a bunch of examples, et cetera, where you can just go see what other people are doing and then build one that's just for yourself personally. Like somebody, one of our first builders before we opened it up, they built a Dungeons and Dragons AI, which is apparently quite a complicated thing. There's these books you need to read and there's all kinds of stuff that I don't know about, but it was apparently quite time consuming. And once he was able to build one for that purpose, he then understood AI agents better and could start building ones that are more interesting for, you know, sales prospecting and customer research and product design and all those kinds of things. So get inspired, go out there and like look at things that other people are building. Think deeply about your day and what are the things you do that suck, right? Like I hate being in meetings. And then just start with something that, you know, the stakes are low, right? Like if that AI agent hadn't worked out for him, he would have been able to be okay with it. I think right now we're all worried that it's not gonna be perfect. We're not gonna build it perfect. We're not gonna use it perfectly. And then it's gonna do something that's gonna get us in trouble. And so like take a step in between there.
Thanks for joining us on the Changeover Podcast. Remember to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Wired.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let us know what you'd like to hear about next time by messaging Wired Group on social media. Thanks for listening.